While voting has been underway for a couple of weeks now, you may not have a lot of information about some of this year's down-ballot issue campaigns. I mean, compared with what was up for a vote in 2018, including marijuana legalization and no reason absentee ballots, this year's looks kind of tame. But there are still some important issues to decide. Michigan Radio's Lester Graham published a couple of articles recently to help us sort through this, and he joins us now. Hey, Lester.
Hi, April.
Let's start out with Proposition 1. This concerns revenue from oil and gas production off Michigan's public lands. First of all,
we're going to start with the hard one first, huh?
Right. Can you tell us who preferred this one to the ballot?
Well, this one, like Prop 2, both referred to the ballot by the legislature, and it was approved unanimously, which, you know, anything bipartisan coming out of the legislature is pretty interesting these days. So it has that going for it. This proposal is, though, pretty complex, and I've gotten more questions from people about this one. And even when I started looking into it, I found it to be really confusing. So we'll do our best today to try to clear this up.
For sure. Well, the top line, I guess you'd say, is this ballot proposal says that revenues from oil and natural gas production on Michigan's public lands should be funneled back into support for the natural spaces in the state. First of all, go ahead.
It's been doing that for many, many years now. The difference is where the money goes, when it goes there, and whether the legislature ever gets its hands on it.
So fossil fuel production is happening on public lands in the modern era, correct?
Right, yeah. We've got a lot of gas drilling, some oil drilling, some mineral extraction, and royalties from those payments, if they're done on, if any of the extraction is done on public land, goes to the state, and it goes into one of two funds, the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund or the Michigan State Parks Endowment Fund. Now, the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund reached its cap of $500 million about 9 years ago, and money's been going to the Michigan State Parks Endowment Fund. Both of those are used for, you know, parks and acquiring land for conservation and making recreational areas.
So is there an expectation that there will be more such oil and gas production in the future? Is that why this is on the ballot right now?
Yeah, the idea is that it will continue. We don't know with the shift from fossil fuels how much longer it will continue, but the idea is it's going to continue for a while. And here's what happens. Right now, all that money is going into the Michigan State Parks Endowment Fund because there's the cap on the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund. That Michigan State Parks Endowment Fund is going to have a cap or has a cap of $800 million. After both of them were fully funded like that so that they would live off the earnings and interest of those funds, then the legislature, as it stands now, could use the money to do whatever they wanted to meet other budgetary requirements. If this proposal is passed, the cap for the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund disappears. It becomes unlimited. And as soon as the Michigan State Parks Endowment Fund reaches its cap of $800 million, all of the money from the oil and gas royalties would go to the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund.
So I know from reading your article that some environmental groups support this and some are in opposition. Can you lay out for us what defines the split?
Yeah, it's fairly simple. Most of the Michigan environmental groups, as well as a lot of business groups and even the Michigan Oil and Gas Association, which makes some people suspicious, are in favor of passing Proposal 1. However, the Sierra Club, the Michigan chapter of the Sierra Club, does not like it because they think it takes the emphasis away from land purchases and puts it in to buying facilities or building facilities and operations. They also say that we're taking a finite resource, this oil and gas, and using it for operations is not a good idea. That should be something that is paid for out of the general fund. And finally, they're concerned that if we rely on this exclusively for both land acquisition and for operations and facilities, that might push or might motivate the state to allow more leasing and more drilling on public lands for funding. It's not clear that that would happen. There's also a big question about the timeline because in that Michigan State Parks Endowment Fund, there are $273 million there now. And getting to $800 million to its cap is going to take anywhere from 10 to 30 years. And at that point, then all that money is supposed to go into the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund. But we don't know if there's going to be that much drilling by that point.
Well, let's move on to Prop 2. This is a constitutional amendment concerning the circumstances under which our law enforcement can search our electronic devices. Who referred this one?
This was also referred by the legislature, also unanimously. This is something that's been talked about for a very long time. So there are these devices that the police can use that will capture the data on your cell phone or on your tablet. It could be as simple as a traffic stop. They ask to see your phone. You say, oh, okay. And they take it, and they take all the data, all your communications, all the history of your phone calls and everything else, and get it on this device. That, to some people, said, hey, look, that's illegal search and seizure, so we really ought to put some rules around this. Now, the ACLU, back in 2008, asked the state police, because they were using it, hey, we want to know exactly what's going on here. What kind of data and how often are you using this? And the state police told the ACLU, well, fine, we will fulfill the FOIA request, but it will cost $544,680 to do that.
Yikes!
Which raised a lot of concern. And so anyway, in the next 9 or 10 years, there have been a lot of concerns, both by everybody from the Mackinac Policy Center to the ACLU, about this idea that this data is being taken. So what Prop 2 would say, you cannot take this data from a cell phone or from a tablet without getting a search warrant. It's just like if they were coming into your home and doing search and seizure, they'd have to have a search warrant. So that's what this does. Now, the state police have defended their actions, saying in the past that, look, we always got a search warrant when it was important, and we only used that equipment when something really bad had happened. So this basically says, yeah, no, there are no excuses. You will always get a search warrant. All law enforcement will have to get a search warrant before they do this because, other agencies have been able to use it. And frankly, the two major agencies, the Michigan State Police being the primary among them, are both in favor of this. So I know of no opposition to Proposal 2. Everybody seems to think it's a good idea that law enforcement gets a search warrant before they start taking data away off of your phone or your tablet.
You know, it's kind of interesting that this got referred as a constitutional amendment. Is there
by the legislature? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, considering that there's even some support from law enforcement about this, do you get any sense about how much it's needed?
Well, I don't know. As far as an amendment, it's a safeguard, really, because we've got U.S. constitutional protections, but it's a little vague on electronic data, and it needs a lot more time through the courts to kind of solidify this whole idea of electronic data. And the state of Michigan, the legislature believes, and a lot of other people believe within the state, that why take the chance, why take the risk, or why wait for the federal courts to do something we all feel is a proper and good thing to do? Let's get a search warrant if we're going to be searching and seizing.
Michigan Radio's Lester Graham, he's written a couple of deeply researched and clearly stated articles on Prop 1 and Prop 2. So if you'd like to read a little bit further about these ballot measures, you can find them right now at michiganradio.org. Lester, thanks a lot.
Thank you.